You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
The Pastoral Land Commission from Brazil submitted on July the 14th to the Federal Public Ministry and the Environment Secretary of Pará State a report that shows the impacts caused by Cargill's grain port in Santarém. The CPT's website explains that the reports are the result of the monitoring by local organizations which oppose the building of the port and follow the operation of the port since its creation 7 years ago. During this time, according to Arital News Agency, Cargill's port worked without the necessary environmental impact assessment and without the public hearings required. The legal action brought by the social organizations against seed multinational company Cargill, with headquarters in Minnesota, U.S., is based on the fact that the port was built without taking into account Brazilian laws and has resulted in the displacement of rural communities dedicated to family agriculture until the arrival of soy. The CPT quotes the Santarém Rural Workers Union and states that 500 families abandoned their lands as a consequence of the expansion of soy in Santarém. One of the main threats to the Amazon is the contamination of the water sources, they state with reference to the increase in the use of agrotoxic products. In addition, the authorities have not been controlling activities in Cargill's port and in some way have legalized a crime against peoples who are endangered. Another consequence is the increase of violence, including death threats against religious authorities who have denounced the impacts of soy monocultures. Cargill is much more than a grain port built in the only beach in Santarém. It is a threat to the life in the Amazon, they conclude.
You're listening to Real World News.